Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yishalmi Yuma. We're beginning the fourth parak, and in the Oyz Mahadur Surah Sadaf is on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and in the Arts Kol Surah Sadaf is on Chav Hey Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Basi Biyaka Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we continue discussing what the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. We had left off that he was standing by the entrance of the Azara. He has two goats near him. One is a Sar LaShem, the other is Sar LaZazel, and he had this box of lots in front of him. And we went off on a little bit of a tangent because we were discussing how the lots were made out of gold and who made them out of gold, and that he was mentioned Leshavach and other people that were mentioned Leshavach v'chulu, and so now we're back to that. So the Mishnah tells us Tarf Bakalpi, he grabbed or snatched out of the lottery box. We're going to see that he had to do this. He couldn't just put his hands in leisurely to take out the lots. It's because we don't want him feeling which one is which, so he just grabs them out. And v'hel shnig harolos, he takes out these two lots. Echad kasav olav l'shem, one of them said on it l'shem. We're actually going to see that it says echad l'shem, one for Hashem. V'echad kasav olav la'azazel, and one of them said la'azazel. And this is the designation of which goat is which. Now it's got to be mina Rosh Beis Av Mismailoi. This guy, the deputy Kohen Gadol, was on his right, and the Rosh Beis Av, again, he's the head of the group of the Mishmar of Kaihanim that was serving the Beis HaMikdash that week, so he's on the left of the Kohen Gadol. Im shal shem olah b'minoi, if the Sar LaShem, that's a carbon chatos, that came up in the Kohen Gadol's right hand, Hasgan Omer Loi, this guy would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master Kohen Gadol, Hag Beis Mincha, raise your right hand. And the Mismailoi Olaf, it came up in his left hand, Rosh Beis Av Omer Loi, the Rosh Beis Av tells him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hag Beis Melcha, my master Kohen Gadol, raise your left hand. So he has these lots in his hand, Nusanam Shnei Seirim, he places them on the two goats, Va'omer, and he says, LaShem Chatos. Or Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel argues and he says, Lo Yotzar Chlemer Chatos. He doesn't have to say that this is a Chatos, Ela LaShem. Rather, he says, this is for Hashem. Now, the Machalikas doesn't have to understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us, Vehikiv Arnas Asari Asher Allah Olav Hagar LaShem, Vasahu Chatos, and he shall make it a Chatos. So, according to Tanakama, Vasahu Chatos means he has to officially declare this is a carbon Chatos. And that's why Tanakama said, Va'imer LaHashem Chatos. He has to clearly say this is a Chatos for Hashem. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel says that no, Vasahu Chatos just means he shall process it as a carbon chatos is processed, and that's because according to Rabbi Shmuel, the moment that the lot was picked, that this is the Sar LaShem, it automatically gets designated as a chatos. He doesn't have to verbally say that. Now, either which way, according to both Tanaim, he's saying La Hashem, he's saying Hashem's name, and therefore, says the Mishnah, Vehino in Nachrav Baruch Shem Kun Mechutz Elo Envoed, they answer Baruch Shem after him, as we learned a few daf ago. This is one of the 10 times they heard Hashem's special name mentioned, and so they recited Baruch Shem afterwards. I think we're quoting the Mishnah Tarf Bakalpi V'chulu, and we have a clarity over here. Loisev Davar Kalpi, it doesn't ultimately have to be this fancy lottery box that's special for the lots. Elafil klasos, it could even just be baskets. There could be two lots in a basket. Velama amru kalpis. Why do they say that there's this lottery box, a special thing? That's kidei lasis pumbi ledavar. In order to make pumbi out of it, it's more mechubd like this. It makes a homatzav in the Beis HaMikdash that we have a special box for the lots, and that's why. But again, it doesn't have to be like that. It could just be two lots in a basket. Now we continue discussing these lots, because as we're going to see clearly in the Gemara soon, these lots were either made out of wood or later on gold, and they had the words La Hashem or La Azazel etched into them. They were chakuk. They were etched in. So Gemara discusses why it has to be like that. Question one is, V'yavish nechutin, why not bring two strings? Echad shachar v'echad lavan, one is black, one is white, v'yikshar layem, and tie it onto these lots. V'yomer, and I'll say, Zel Hashem v'zel Azazel, this one for Hashem, this one for Azazel. In other words, the white one is for Hashem, the black one's for Azazel. Why can't it be like that? That's a simple system. And the answer to that is that no, Tamalim, the Pasuk says, Garel echad l'Hashem, and what do we learn from here? Shehei nikir shehu l'Hashem. It has to be recognizable that this is for Hashem, and then when the pasuk says v'garul echel azazel, that tells us she nikar shehu shel azazel. It has to be recognizable from the lot itself that it's for azazel, and just a thin little black and white string is not recognizable enough, and so therefore we can't use that. The gemara says fine, v'yavish nitzrei rice. Why not bring two rocks, echad shachar v'echad lavan, one black, one white. V'yitalei and place it on them. V'yomer and say zel Hashem v'zel azazel, and here it's very recognizable because it's a rock which is black or white, and it's not a thin little string. So we took care of our previous issue. The gemara says no, because tamalim the pasuk says garul echel Hashem. What does that teach us? Shehi nikar shehu LaHashem. It has to be recognizable from the gairol, from the lottery system itself, that this is for Hashem. And then when the pasuk says v'gairol echel azazel, it also tells us shehi nikar shehu LaHazazel. It has to be recognizable from the lottery system itself that this is for Azazel. And over here it's not, because this has nothing to do with the lottery. It has to do with his verbal designation that the white one is for Hashem and the black one is for Azazel. But that's not clear if nothing else was said. If he simply took out a white rock, no one would know what this white rock is for, and so that's not good enough either. Ask the Gemara, fine. V'yichtev aleihem, just right on the lot. So we have a square piece of wood or a piece of gold, so just write on it v'yaymer and say, Zel Hashem v'zel Azazel. Why does it have to be etched in? And the answer to that is that no. Tamalomer, the Pasuk says, Garul echad l'Hashem, sheyehe mechiach al atzmai, shehu l'Hashem l'olam. It has to be evident from the lot itself that this is the Hashem one forever. And when it says, Garul echad l'Azazel, also, sheyehe mechiach al atzmai, shehu l'Azazel l'olam, it has to be evident from this thing itself that it's l'Azazel forever. And if it was a piece of wood, for example, that just has had it written on it, La Hashem or La Azazel, well, that could get rubbed away, it could get washed away, something could happen to it, it could become unclear or smudged, and then it's not nicker, le'olam, that this is La Hashem and this is La Azazel. And therefore, says the Gemara, Chavdarom Raf on the top, Hadarom, this tells us, Chukukim Hayu, these words were etched into the lots themselves, so it's nicker from the simple lifting of the lot out of the box, that this is La Hashem and this is La Azazel. If it's not, we actually have something similar to this. B'shtei Kalpias and Schalka Eretz Yisrael, there was two lottery boxes that Eretz Yisrael was divided with. Achas Shagarel Sinsunim B'Saicha, one that the lots were placed into, v'achas Sheshemus HaShvatim B'Saicha, one that the names of the Shvatim were placed into. This is after conquering Eretz Yisrael, they had to divide up the land, which Sheva gets which portion. Now there's a clear delineation of the different borders, that this is one section, that's another section, north, south, east, west, in the middle, a little here, a little there. The question is, which Sheva got which section? So as the Gemara is telling us, we had two different boxes. In one box, there was the names of all the Shvatim. In the other box was the name of the portion of where exactly is in Eretz Yisrael. And Ushnei Pirchaguna Amdim, there were two young Kanim standing. Masha Zemala, Vezemala, Zacha. Whatever this one lifted out and that one lifted out was Zaycha. So one lot was picked out and it said the north. And then another lot was picked out and it said the Shevet's name. So that Shevet got the north. Now you could ask, why was it done like that? Why not just have one box that has all the different portions of Eretz Yisrael? And before the lot is picked out, it's going to be stated officially, okay, this lot is for Zvulun. This one is for Asher. This is for Naphtali. And then they would lift it out and that's their chilek they would get. It must be from the fact that we have to have two different boxes, one for the names, one for the portion, that it's like what we have over here by the Yom Kippur lots for the goats, that it has to be nicker from the lot itself without anyone saying anything verbally. I just am able to look at it and I see, okay, this is for Naphtali and this is that portion, v'chulu. Now we just continue talking about this for a little bit. There was three parts to the division of Eretz Yisrael, b'garalos, with lots that we just mentioned, b'urim v'tumim, with the urim v'tumim of the Kohen Gadol, and b'ksafim, with money. That's what's said in the pasuk. Yeshua Gairol b'Shiloi lifnei Hashem, and Yeshua did a Gairol for them in Shiloi in front of Hashem. What does this tell us? Gairol elu ha-gairolos, that's referring to the Gairolos that we just described. Lifnei Hashem, what does that mean in front of Hashem? Elu Urim V'tumim, that means the Urim V'tumim. And so what actually happened was that the Urim V'tumim of the Kohen Gadol was asked what should be the next portion, and through the way of the Urim V'tumim lighting up, it became clear which Shevet would get which portion, and then a physical lottery was done, and that's actually what came out of the lottery every single time. It was exactly what the Urim V'tumim said, and so nobody was able to complain. It would go into the third part. Bein Rav Lama'at, that's another pasuk. It tells us Al Pi HaGarol Techalek Nachosai Bein Rav Lama'at, that whether it's Rav or Ma'at, that's the portion you receive, and this tells us Elu HaKsafim, it's referring to the money. What does that mean? So for example, one measure of land in Yehuda was worth five times the amount it was in Galil, and so therefore people of Yehuda had to pay the people of Galil the amount difference in price and value of land that they received, and that way it was even, and that's what it means, Ksafim. Now Rav Avin says, if not for the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu give a particular chen, a particular grace of every place in the eyes of the people who live there, lo ha'isa Eretz Yisrael m'schalakas la'olam, yeah, Eretz Yisrael wouldn't have been able to be properly divided because no one would be happy where they were. They would always want to go to the other place. And we tell you, can we have a brass like this? Shloisha chen in chen. There's three different things that are subject to a particular chen, a particular grace. Chen isha be'ene baila. A woman has a particular grace in the eyes of her husband. And chen makim be'ene yashvav. A place has a particular grace in the eyes of those who live there. You live in one place, you can't imagine why somebody else would live in a totally different place. And he can't imagine why you live where you live. So the place where you live has a chen to you, and the place where he lives has a chen to him. And lastly, chen mekach be'ini lekchav, you have a chen of the purchase in the eyes of the one who bought it. He likes the thing that he bought, even though you can't imagine a million years why in the world he spent all that money on it. Now, our Rav Papi quotes Rabbi Yeshua the Sichnin b'shem Levi, af la'asad lava, even in the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oysa Ken Hashem is going to do this. Hadot HaSiv, that's Psha'an Pasuk, v'nesati lechem lev chadash v'gaymer, and I've given you a new heart. And then it says, v'nesati lechem lev basar v'gaymer, and there's an extra lashon, this word basar. And what do we learn from here? Shehu baiser b'chalkai shel chaveiroi, he's going to scorn or push away the chelik of his friend, which means la'asad lava, a person is going to be so happy with what he has, he's going to be totally disinterested in and not want his friend's portion at all. Now we go back to discussing the lots of the Kohen Gadol. Nagabahen k'shein lamata v'nis arbavu. If he touched them when they were below in the box and then they got mixed up, let's say he put his hand on the two lots and as he was trying to grab them out, he lost his grip and then they got mixed up so he doesn't know which one he touched. Ein ha-se'irim k'mitzvason, the se'irim are not the way they're supposed to be done anymore because the moment he touches the lots, this one with the right hand, this one with the left hand, that's automatically the designation of what those goats are and he didn't have a chance to see which one he touched. So now we don't know which one is for which goat as we have to bring a new pair of goats. However, if after he lifted them up, he took them out of the box, he touched them and he saw them obviously, so he knows which one is which, and then they got mixed up, everything is perfectly fine because again, as we had just said, it has to do with him touching them. That's a designation of which goat is what, not anything else. Now we continue discussing more cases and we have to take the next four words of out of the girsa as we begin with his next word, Amar. Let's say before he did the lot. He said as follows, Im shall shame yalbi mini, if the shame one lands in my right hand, yikadosh zesha al yamini, the one on my right should be kadosh, so kadosh is kadosh. And if he says, Im al shame yalbi smiley, if the shame comes up in my left hand, yikadosh zesha al smiley, so the one that's on my left should be kadosh, so kadosh is kadosh. Now, vafiluim amar, even if he says, Im shall shame yalbi yamini, then the shame one comes up in my right hand, yikadosh zesha al smiley, that the one on my left should be kadosh, kadosh, everything's still fine. We'll explain this in a moment. And he continues saying, Im al shame yalbi smiley, if the shame comes up in my left hand, yikadosh zesha al yamini, the one on my right hand should really be kadosh, kadosh, it's kadosh. What does that mean? It's kadosh. In both these situations, the one that came up in his hand, that's the one that's kadosh, and has nothing to do with what he said, because as we just said before, it has nothing to do with any words coming out of his mouth. It has to do with physical touching of the lots the moment he touched the lot with his right hand. So whatever goat is on his right is that, and whatever's on his left is that. And him saying this or that doesn't make a difference. Aval, however, Im Amar, if he says as follows, Bein shel shem yalla b'yamini, Bein shel shem yalla b'smaili, that whether the shame comes up in my right hand or left hand, lo yakadesh elazesh al yamini, that only the one on my right should be kadesh, or he said, lo yakadesh elazesh al smaili, that only the one on my left should be kadesh. In this situation, lo yakadesh, it's actually not kadesh, and b'nei ma, why is it not kadesh? And that's because kaven b'peh, he's trying to be kaveya with his mouth. As we had said before, it's not a verbal designation. So if he tries to say, the left one's kadesh, the right one's kadesh, it doesn't really make a difference. It really has to do with what he's touching. However, over here, he's making a clear tanai, a clear stipulation that what he's touching is not what's making the designation. It's only what he's saying verbally that's the designation, and that's not valid. Therefore, it's not kadosh. And on the chavdalon based on top, we continue discussing Amra Tyra. The Torah says gairolos, that he has these two gairolos. Let's just quote the pasuk. It says v'nasan Aaron al shnei asiirim gairolos. Aaron places on the two goats gairolos. Gairol echad l'Hashem, v'gairol echad l'Azazel. One gairol for Hashem, one gairol for Azazel. So number one thing that this teaches us is gairol shall call davar. The gairolos could be made out of anything. They don't have to be made out of gold, since we know that the tzitz in the Beis Hamikdash had to be made out of gold, and it said LaHashem on it. So you might think, since one of the gairolos says LaHashem, it also has to be made out of gold. No, gairolos means it can be made out of anything. It can even be made out of wood, as we know from previous Mishnah. Now, Yachol, you might think that Yitin Shnei gairolos al zeh, Shnei gairolos al zeh, that he should have to place two gairolos of Hashem and two gairolos of Azazel on both of them, because it says gairolos, and therefore we say that no, Talmud Leimer gairolos. The pasuk says gairolos, but then right afterwards, what does it tell us? Gairol echad LaHashem, gairol echad Azazel, meaning there's only one gairol for this and one girl for that. Yachol, you might think Yitin shall shame Vishal Azazel Zeh, Vishal shame Vishal Azazel Zeh, that you should take both of the lots, the shame and Azazel, and put it on that one, and the shame and Azazel, and put it on the other one, because it says Gairolos, so maybe you should take both of the lots and put them on both of them. So Tam Leimer that no, Gairol, it says one girl on this and one girl on that. Ask the Gemara, V'loy Dakan Miyasa, isn't that what we just said previously? We just said that we don't have two lots, we don't make Gairolos, plural lots, we only have one lot. So what's your question now? And the answer is that Kaini is that really this is what we were trying to ask. Yachol, you might think, Mishu Nosen shall shame, Al shall shame, Vishal Azazel, Al shall Azazel. The ones he puts the shame on, the shame one, and the Azazel on the Azazel one. So Yachzer v'Yachlif, now he should switch and take the shame and put on the Azazel one, and the Azazel and put on the shame one. That's what the suggestion was. Talmud Lomim, that's what the pasuk says, Girl Echad LaShem, Ein Kan LaShem Elo Echad. There's only one lot that's put on the shame. And when it says, Girl Echad LaZazel, that means, Ein Kan LaZazel Elo Echad, that there's only one place on Azazel. Now, since we mentioned the tzitz, we talk about it. Tzitz, Hayakos V'Olav, Kodesh LaShem. The tzitz, which was the golden plate worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, it had the words Kodesh LaShem written on it. Kodesh Milamaton, V'Shem Milamalon. The word Kodesh was below, and the word Hashem was above. Why was it like that? Kimel Shu Yeshev Al Ketadrin Shalai, like a king sitting on his throne. So the word Hashem should be above, and Kodesh should be below. Now there's Machlekes Rishonim, how exactly it was situated. Did it say Kodesh Le on the bottom right, and then Hashem on the top left? Or did it say Kodesh on the bottom right, and La Hashem on the top left? That's two out of just a few opinions, but either which way, the Kodesh was below and Hashem's name was above. And the Kavasa, similarly, with the lots of the La Hashem, Echad Lamaton V'Shem Milamalon, the word Echad was below and the word La Hashem was above. Now, Amr Blaz Rabbi Yossi, he says, Aniri Isev Baraimi, I saw the tzitz in Rome. There's a whole story where Blaz Rabbi Yossi was allowed into the treasures in the Vatican, so he saw a lot of things from the Beis HaMikdash. He says, I saw the tzitz, V'lo HaYakos of Olav Eloshita Achas Kodesh La Hashem. It was actually written in one line, not that the La Hashem was above the word Kodesh. And we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss these lots. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.